From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music and artists of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a concert performance with William Matheny, coming up on Red Barn Radio.
They had written good luck in blue party cups in the holes of the chain link fence. And we were waving goodbye with tears in our eyes, the trucks that disappeared around the bend. My mother once said, "Son, you're a good man," like she was trying to convince herself. And my father once said, "Son, that's a good plan. If you woke up tomorrow and you were anybody else, I've been looking for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go." Dirty snow falling on the fields out there and on the coffin daffer crosses by the road. And I was just a kid with gel in my hair, and mother gave me money for the tolls. Well, you know, the whole world over is just a parting hand and goodbying eyes to send you on your way. Cause there ain't no golden road that gets paved by man. It's just a trail that's getting colder with every dying day. I've been looking for that grand old feeling, the burning candle on the mantle of my soul, on the highways and the hedges and the dark and midnight exits. I've been searching everywhere that I go. And in the gloom and light of early night, the laughter by the water wide, turning me and spurning me forever. And past the mobile homes and rotting bones, above ground pools and prayer stones, grieving me and leaving me never. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching for that grand old feeling, the singing sparrow in the marrow of my bones. Well, I've heard there's nothing to it. They say that anyone can do it. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching everywhere that I go. I've been searching everywhere that I go.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. the Bourbon Barrel Guitar Company and their master craftsman Mike Menkel, who creates amazing artistic and functionally superior electric guitars from reclaimed bourbon barrels. Mike's on Facebook and also on the web at bourbonbarrelguitar.com. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio Open Mic every Sunday evening, located at Partner Place just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky.
Good evening and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Dean Phelps, and with my co-host Brad Becker, we welcome you to Red Barn Radio's 579th live concert performance, now in our 16th broadcast season. Tonight, we're pleased to present another night of great live music with William Matheny. The best storytellers often aren't the ones who have had the wildest experiences. They're the ones who've experienced the same things we all have and can articulate them in a way we haven't yet figured out ourselves. They give us a new vocabulary for talking about ourselves and our world. That's the gift William Matheny presents to us. Tonight, William is with us to share his gift, and joining him is John R. Miller on bass guitar and harmony vocals. Please welcome them to the Red Barn stage.
Moon over Canova, moon over France, moon over the water, and moon over the land, over all that God created, and over all the things that he did not. Moon over Mannington, moon over Spain, moon over happiness, and moon over pain, over people you remember, and over all the ones that you forgot. People getting drunk on moonlight, people getting drunk on wine, people getting drunk and laughing real loud to cover up the dripping of time. Cain was exiled with a fiery sword, and he was cast east of Eden by the hand of the Lord, and it was marked on his forehead and written in the letters of his name. And so he wandered through the desert, smoking cigarettes, sleeping in until 11, and playing clarinet, and he was damned to be a stranger as he lived out the rest of his days. Spilling tears of sorrow, people spilling tears of wrath, people spilling tears out one by one all along the thorny path. And I could almost see my mother far away, lighting candles in the upper room where I used to lay for that wandering boy who's gone so far astray. In the darkness over every mile of the lost highway, over the river like a pile of broken glass, and moon over the serpent as it slithers through the grass, over strange constellations that shine upon the face of this earth. Moon over the highway like a ribbon without end, and moon over the prayers that are carried on the wind from everything that's dying slowly from the moment of its birth.
Here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker speaking with William Matheny. Brad, tonight it's like somebody took all of my favorite songwriters and stirred them up into one person. This is wonderful.
Hey, if you're just joining us, you're listening to Red Barn Radio. Our guest this evening is William Matheny. He's with his buddy here, John R. Miller. I just assume you're buddies. You sing and play together like your buddies. And
by default.
Let's go back to when the musical life began.
Well, I was born at a very young age. I came from a pretty musical family. My dad was a banjo player and guitar player. And
in West Virginia, this? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, back in West Virginia. And I had like an uncle who played guitar. My grandfather was a gospel singer, and he also did like secular music too. So there's just always music around the house. I had, you know, cousins who played as well. And it's like every family gathering was just like, you know, a lot of like bring your guitar in a covered dish kind of stuff. And it just looked like a lot of fun. So I started playing myself.
So wait, at what point? Were you like early teens or?
I was four. I wanted to start playing guitar and I couldn't really fit my hands around the neck. So I started playing piano instead. I took piano lessons from my kindergarten teacher. And then my uncle had a guitar with a really thin neck on it that could fit my hands around. So I started playing guitar after that. And then promptly forgot about playing piano for a really long time.
Was it an acoustic guitar?
It was like a hollow body electric, so I could play it without an amp. But
it wasn't a tenor guitar with a real teeny nice thin necks.
That would have been nice.
Yeah.
But he didn't seem to have one of those under his bed, so I had to stick with what I had.
Tenor guitars are usually what uncles have back in their closets. You know, it's like those kind of surprises that come along.
Yeah, that seems like an uncle kind of, not really like a father instrument, but
no,
like an uncle instrument.
Definitely.
You know. Can a cheap beer getting warm in my hand? Losing all my hearing to a noise rock band. The show's running later than the people can stand. Tonight and every night from now on. I've got a couple bad habits that I can't afford that keep me sane on the weekend when I used to get bored. I've been living by the gum, but I'll die by the sword tonight and every night from now on. There's been a whole lot of tears over answered prayers, like old Saint somebody said. And I'm just the same as anybody else now that I had the chance to make my bed. I might play a little pinball and I might play pool. I might play the piano and I might play the fool. And if you don't watch your step, I might play you too tonight and every night from now on. There's been a whole lot of tears over answered prayers ever since the world began. And I'm just the same as anybody else now that everything is going to plan. Ever since the world began, and I'm just the same as anybody else now that everything is going to plan. I've been pacing around the parking lot, calling back home, sweeping up the ashes with a cellular phone, 'cause I burnt it to the ground with this old microphone tonight and every night from now on. every night from now on. Yeah, tonight and every night from now on.
So have you always been particularly fond of electric instruments with that shape? I noticed you have one that's sort of the authentic Fender Jazzmaster shape, and then the one you have there, the newer one, sort of has that kind of shape too.
Yeah, I guess so. This was actually not intentional, but it just so happened that I had a very similar backup just right here.
That's a good thing.
Well, I had to give my uncle his guitar back, so I had to play this one tonight.
And so at what point did you start actually writing songs that you felt like you wanted other people to hear?
I was playing them in public well before I should have been. We'll put it that way. I kind of started almost like writing songs immediately. Like I figured out how to, if you hooked up a microphone to your tape player and then you got another tape and you could like double track yourself that way. And so I made albums upon albums of material as an elementary school kid with like a drum machine and that guitar. Hopefully those have all like melted in a closet somewhere. That would probably be for the best. Yeah, I kind of started like writing songs immediately, but that's a loose term.
Yeah, did you go into your middle and high school years with sort of a musician image? Did your peers think of you as a guy who plays music, or were you like a basketball player and other, do other things as well?
I don't have depth perception, so I wasn't much of a basketball player, although I did play for 2 years, weirdly enough. I grew up in a really small town, so there weren't really a lot of people who played music, so I was kind of nominally one of the few who did.
So small town and also a small school?
I was homeschooled actually in high school, so it was a very small school. It's about as big as my parents' breakfast nook. And then, the middle school I went to before that was like 40 kids or something in my class.
The homeschooling thing, were you part of like a homeschool community?
For 1 year I was, which was an interesting thing. Yeah, that's a thing that happened.
Yeah, what was that like? Did one parent pick you up and take you guys out and play badminton with you, and another parent pick you up and do the music class with you? And
I was the star on the badminton team at Matheny Tech. No, actually, my parents weren't really involved with it, which was probably good because they're not really, like, they didn't feel like they were qualified because they're not school teachers.
Hold on now. You were homeschooled, but your parents weren't involved with it?
Yeah. We had a friend who was a school teacher come over and...
Oh, okay. Yeah.
My parents were involved because they had to be.
Why didn't you go to the teacher's house?
That's a good point.
Whenever I think of homeschooling, I always think of the teacher being part of your home, not... Not bringing in a guest teacher.
That's a good point. Yeah. It's really nice to know that you can kind of live your whole life thinking about one subject a certain way.
Right.
And it's not too late to change the lens on it.
No.
Which is what is happening to me right now.
Well, that's... If I can do only that tonight, I will consider it a successful interview.
Man, scales falling from my eyes up here.
If you could only see me now, somewhere out here in the dim lights, feeding my public every single night, and holding court just like a king. If you could only see me now, drinking gin and bumming cigarettes, and smiling wide cause I've got no regrets about how life's been kind to me. Every day's a four-leaf clover, and every night is a winning hand. I've been painting the town, wearing smoke rings for a crown. If you could only see me now. Could only see me now, gazing deep into some new eyes, and whispering into ears that haven't heard my lies, or the promises I could not keep. If you could only see me now, in the darkness of my midnight, or see me trembling in the morning light, waking from my sinner's sleep. Every day's a four-leaf clover, and every night is a winning hand. I've been painting the town, wearing smoke rings for a crown. If you could only see me now. I've been painting the town, wearing smoke rings for a crown. If you could only see me now.
So you finished high school, homeschooled.
I did.
And then?
I played in a long series of, I got a job washing dishes. And played in a long series of bands of varying quality and seriousness.
What? No college?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, instead I just kind of moved to a college town and played in five bands. That was, you know, my version of college.
What was the college town?
Morgantown. So I was living in Morgantown, just playing in a lot of bands and just trying to do everything I could to make this my life. Saying yes to every gig I could, trying to get out of town as much as possible, you know, trying to record whenever I could. All roads have led me to Red Barn Radio tonight.
Yes, evidently, yeah.
Oh, I wish I was back in West Virginia with the sun shining on my face than to be all alone in some strange northern city underneath some strange northern rain. All the old friends would be laughing and talking like I hadn't been gone but a day. Oh, I wish I was back in West Virginia with the sun shining on my face. Oh, I wish I was sleeping in a furnished room with my true love dreaming in my arms. With her hair hanging down, she'd look so pretty, thrilling me with all of her charms. And there'd be mourning still to live, and devotion still to give, just like I hadn't done her any harm. Oh, I wish I was sleeping in West Virginia with my true love dreaming in my arms, where I feel all my sin float away on the wind that blows through those rhododendron trees, where I pay back my debts and I atone for my regrets when I go back there in my dreams. Oh, I wish I was but a child again on the arm of my father's chair, when the evenings were warm and the mornings without number and the fireflies shone brightly in the air. Mother taught me to pray at the end of every day as we knelt there at the foot of the stairs. Oh, I wish I was back in West Virginia just to sit at my father's chair. Oh, I wish I was back in West Virginia. And any day I'll be going there. Yes, any day I'll be going there.
Parents care that you didn't go to college?
Yeah, I mean, they've been incredibly supportive of the whole thing. They've given me a lot of rope, I think would probably be the best way to put it.
It was not a big deal for them that you said, well, I'm going to just kind of do something different and go a different path?
I don't think they were too disappointed. I mean, probably somewhat. I mean, I don't know if every parent wants their kid to be playing in five bands, working as a dishwasher. Ideally, it's just sort of what makes you happy, and that was what made me really, really happy, and they were fine with that. You know, I wasn't hurting anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. You have siblings who went other routes?
I'm an only child. Could you tell?
No, oh, I could not. I'm getting there, but I couldn't right off the bat just by looking at
you. We're going in that direction, though, aren't we?
These five bands you played in, were they all different kinds of bands?
Yeah. It was a lot of different stuff. I sort of had a band of my own, which kind of did my own material, and then we were called the Homewreckers for a second, and then I played banjo in a bluegrass band called the Bookhouse Boys, and then I was also in kind of like a noise rock band called the V-Necks, where I played drums in that group. I also played a lot of instruments for a songwriter named Todd Burge.
Todd's been here, yeah.
Todd's been on here, yep. Yeah. So I was kind of a utility man for him for a real long time.
Todd did some stuff with West Virginia Public Radio, right? With the
show, right? He's a Mountain Stage regular.
Right,
he's,
yeah.
Done a lot of stuff.
I remember that.
Collaborated a lot with like Tim O'Brien over the years. Other noted West Virginian. This was all kind of for a few years, and then I joined a band called Southeast Engine as the keyboardist. And they were based out of Athens, Ohio, and that was kind of like my first real, I guess, proper foray into like a lot of long-term touring and doing like all of that kind of thing. I'm looking for a place where I can cash a check. I'm looking for a phone where I can call collect. I'm looking for a place where I can make a plan while I'm waiting for a gift from God's left hand. Waiting for a gift from God's left hand. I'm looking for a driver who can give me a jump. I'm looking for a push to get me up to the pumps. I need a revelation I can understand while I'm waiting for a gift from God's left hand. Waiting for a gift from God's left hand. And my tears are hot, and my coffee is cold. And this ribbon I'm threading isn't ever gonna turn to gold. Well, you can't get to heaven in a motel bed if the sky is blue and the sheets are red. You can't get to heaven in a rented van if you're looking for a gift from God's left hand. Looking for a gift from God's left hand. I used to march in the army, I used to carry a gun. I used to wander this earth like a prodigal son. I used to walk at the plow, tilling the land. I was digging for a gift from God's left hand. Digging for a gift from God's left hand. And my tears are hot, and my coffee's cold.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with William Matheny. Recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more of William Matheny after this break. This is Red Barn Radio.